they're being either asked for one of two things. You either have to give more information about most likely to be, if you've had a complex mortgage arrangement, they'll want you to sort of break it down a bit more, or they will be asking for a straightforward repayment. And as we understand it, that repayment is likely to be in the order of excessive gardening claims or cleaning claims, some of the more striking misdemeanors. You'll remember the guys who got their that Leylandii looked after, and their gravel from their long drive up to their house sorted out. So those sorts of things, it's understood that Sir Thomas Legge will want just straightforward repayment.
And what are MPs saying about this?
Well, they're kicking up. It's quite a surprise, because there was a pact when the allegations first emerged, and then there was an outbreaking of contrition on the part of MPs who realised just how gross their collective misdemeanours were. But today, even one of the MPs who was sort of leading the charge for the reform of Parliament and the clean-up of this allowances system, even he has said to me that Sir Thomas Legge has stretched the remit of what he was supposed to do so much that he can only predict trouble. And another MP, Stuart Bell, has also said that MPs are unlikely to pay back quite as much as Sir Thomas Legge would want. And basically, Sir Thomas Legge, get back in your box.
At what point does this become a problem for party leaders, all of whom want to draw a line under this fiasco?
It's a big problem, because already we had expected, there's two reports going on. There's the Legge one, and obviously it's not reporting today. We're getting a sort of interim kind of, and again, we're not seeing anything unless something leaks out. We will just know that MPs are being contacted and they will have to reply in the way that they've been asked to. But then they get 3 weeks to respond, or they, in the instance that nothing is asked of them, they don't have to do anything. But if they don't like what they've been asked to do, or they disagree, then they can take it to another board of MPs. And we don't think we will see anything from Legge proper till about December. We also have another report by Sir Christopher Kelly that's looking into what to do to clean the whole thing up. So if you like, Legge's retrospective, Kelly is prospective. But Kelly's, again, we don't think reporting to December, at which point you have probably more allegations or more sort of misdemeanours revealed by Legge. And at which point we're into what will probably be the drumbeat for a general election, which has to happen at least by May. So party leaders probably didn't realise it was all going to take this long.
And so the expenses outrage, which has obviously dominated the last parliament, it looks like it's going to dominate the period between now and the election.
Yeah, and indeed, some people I've spoken to today suggest much longer. We've got another story in the papers today about Lord Paul. He's a very wealthy backer of the Labour Party. We don't know the veracity of the allegations, but nonetheless he's being accused of a very similar expenses misdemeanour that others have been, where they claim that their main home is one thing, to be able to claim large expenses on a second home. It's just that they've never slept there. So Lord Paul's accused of that. It's just an example of a Lord being hauled over the coals over this stuff, and the House of Lords haven't really been touched on this issue. So if we had a situation where suddenly the House of Lords was in the spotlight, somebody suggested to me local councillors could be put in the spotlight. If you had that kind of situation, coupled with the fact that Sir Thomas Legge could well find that MPs unhappy with A, what he's asked of them, but B, what he's done to their political careers, could possibly go and have libel suits brought against parliamentary authorities. You have a situation of possibly the next 4 or 5 years being dominated by this, which I don't think anybody would want.